Thank you.
Okay, it's 6:06. Can I take a roll call? Chairman Brown.
Present.
Commissioner Preston.
Present.
Commissioner Walfeld.
Present.
Commissioner Lowe's.
Present.
Commissioner Graham.
Present.
And then is Commissioner Brangle planning to
Online.
attend?
I'm on.
Okay, he's on the okay.
Thank you.
Hold on, sorry. And we have Commissioner Chaplunker. Can you say that? Can you acknowledge you hear us? Can you unmute yourself for a second?
He's online.
Okay. So he's just listening. That's okay. And then we have Commissioner Bringle. Can you hear us?
Again, hello.
Okay. And then we have Executive Director Marion Burton. You can hear us too?
Yes, present. This is Raj Kulkar. I'm present.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, so we will need a motion in a second to allow Executive Director Marion Burton, Commissioner Brangle, and Commissioner Chaplunker to attend via Zoom.
So moved.
I'll say, yep.
Seconded by Lowe's.
I'll just second it.
You
Okay.
got it.
Thank you so much.
It's your name all over those minutes.
Do we have any public comment? I don't believe so. Okay. Okay, so we have the village, sorry, the EDC board minutes from November 6th. Can I have a motion in a second to approve those?
So moved.
Second it.
Any comments, changes, or additions? Okay. Then by a voice vote, we're passing those. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the executive session minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Good job.
Whoa. Also by a voice vote. Those are approved. Sorry, just keeping up with my notes. Okay. Thank you very much. So do you want to start the just go in order here,
Yeah.
or did you want to skip around?
No, I know you guys were talking about the facade improvement when I walked in, that there was some confliction on exactly where we landed on some of this. We did bounce around quite a bit.
So there's a 5-page document at everybody's table today. It's also exactly the red line version that was included in your packet tonight. Starting on page one of the facade improvement program document, I wanted to let you guys know I added some check marks to the program guidelines that I'd recently stumbled across in continued research that I wanted to draw to your attention. And also, this is where I included what I believe the essence of the conversation was. Funding of this program is subject to Village Board approval of the fiscal year budget. The understanding would be the grant would not exceed 50% of the eligible activities or $5,000, whichever is less. The fact that we want to put a cap on it of $50,000 would be the part that's assigned in the budget. That would not be reflective in the policy document. And then I think this was also the essence of it. Grant funding should be administered in the form of reimbursement upon completion of the project and presentation of the receipts. And then the village board or the village policy, which is upon approval, applicants must secure a building permit within 60 days and adhere to all building, zoning, and inspection requirements. So that was my only like extra change.
I think those are good ads that capture everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one thing, how if someone applies for this, what's the approval process again?
So the approval process is we talked about certain pictures. I recall conversation from the last meeting that we were not so much focused on architectural drawings as much as like I think renderings is the term I was trying to use, but
Budget.
even that is might cause people to spend more money than we're trying to do. So some kind of graphical image to illustrate what they're interested in.
There's section 5 in there.
Mm-hmm. And then also, I've not presented this to you, but I have an application document that once we have this program built out, then you'll see the pieces fall through, it filter through into an application document. And then, so they'll have to have,
no,
you know.
Yeah, section 5 has it all. I apologize. Okay. It wasn't in the program guidelines, so I was curious if that was, if there should be a part that's up there, but it, whatever.
My intention with section 2 was just to do like the high level pieces. And then as we get deeper into the document to talk more specific. The rest of the comments that are in red in here are actually submitted by Commissioner Bringle. He did email those to us after the meeting. I have not accepted or modified any of his changes. And then actually a little bit of green on page 3 as well for some reason. And then the other part that I did is in blue at the back on page 4 and 5, where we struck all of
penalties.
Part 6, section 5 of the clawback.
Yeah.
Because I think that was the conversation as well.
And Jessica, the $50,000 is how much we have allocated to the program.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, we're looking at 10 projects.
And that's just that's just our recommendation to the board, who'd have to approve it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We could see how it goes. I think a pilot year, you know, could be demands higher, could be it's lower, could be they want bigger projects. People are coming in for $20,000, but there's only 3. You know, we could look to
maybe there's an opportunity to increase. Maybe 5,000 is too little.
Yeah, we don't know.
And next year we modify it in 10 makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Okay. I think there was a little bit of discussion about what properties and businesses were actually included. So I created these maps. I'm happy to email them to you guys after the meeting as well. In the red highlighted area are the 2 TIF districts. And please go easy on I don't have a graphic arts degree. But these are the legally defined TIF areas at North Avenue. And then the second page is Madison Street. So you can see in the like pinky color, that is the C1 district on North Avenue. And there is a little bit of residential that's R1 for the most part, as well as St. Vincent's. That is included in the TIF. And then on the second page, you can see the TIF extends into some residential as well off of Madison. So it doesn't entirely follow the commercial district.
Forgive my ignorance, and I don't want to open up too much for debate here. I think this looks great. I like the changes. I know that a TIF has to be for the area that it's located in.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about having like a program for just a portion of the village, though, too. I don't know. Maybe down the road, something could be opened up with other village funds that, you know, if you're trying to do something right here on Lake Street, it wouldn't be included. You wouldn't be able to do it. So you'd hear about this program, think it's great, and you'd apply, and you wouldn't be eligible, which is okay, but a little bit hard to explain. I'm just suggesting that perhaps next year, if we do see some people on Wake Street or commercial properties outside of the TIF district, that we'd consider finding the funds to be able to help them as well.
Yeah, but I think there's a reason that there's a TIF district in the first place and that Lake Street's not included in it, or the River Forest Town Center, right? Because,
yep.
I mean, you're trying to encourage some in an area where there's not already demand.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I would say that we definitely do want to see Lake Street develop, though. But, you know, I mean, I think that's, but no, that's fair. That's why the TIF's there. But we'll see. Again, this is one of those things. I'm not suggesting we make any changes to this. My suggestion would be if we have people that are on Lake Street that come up, maybe we could shelve it and we could bring it up. We could hear about it. Again, we have no idea who's going to.
I think the good thing would be for the staff to, you know, as there's interest or anything, to just share that. Yeah.
Could be a moot point.
Good thought.
I mean, the nice thing about how this works is this is the first year. We may not change anything for 4 years and then come back and go, okay, yeah, it needs to be the whole village, or the village board may even recommend that the night that we're asking for approval. They might go, well, what about the rest of it?
Yep.
You know, to kick it back to us and go, if we don't use TIF, then how are we going to pay for it? This was a very clear, we have TIF funds set aside that are available. They have to be spent in a certain area. This is a really reasonable program to design for that area. So
Jessica, I just have a question, just to clarify. So we show the TIF as it's bordered here, which includes some residential, but the program guidelines specifically call C1 or C2. So a residence that falls in the TIF, a residential house in the TIF district can't apply for this.
So and that is something that I wanted to make sure that we were clear on too, because I think that I go back and forth between, is that that second check mark clear or is it not? Because we say it must be located in the TIF district in C1 or C2. And then the next point we say is they must be business owners or property owners. So are we making it a little bit ambiguous by how it's written? And we could clarify and say commercial in the TIF, like just combine it and make it one.
Where are you? I was
under section two.
Yeah.
On the
okay.
First
so
page.
I saw that. I didn't see the business owners. Oh, I guess you're saying right there, business
all
owners.
Commercial property owners and business owners located in C1 and C2 are eligible to apply. I think originally what I was trying to say was the property owners and the business owners, because that was, again, a big discussion here, that business owners and the property owners could apply at the same time.
It may be redundant, but how about we say all commercial property owners who own property and all business owners who own businesses within. Because right now we're just saying, you know,
business
owners located.
Could be a business owner.
So just to be explicitly clear.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
All commercial property owners that own property and all business owners that own businesses located within C1 and C2.
So it's just making note that it's not just a property owner. It has to be located there. And then the question is, you're saying, is it clear enough that it doesn't really omit residential there? It just says,
like, if I was applying for it and I came to the village and they were like, hey, here's your two pieces of paper, I might say, well, I'm in the TIF district,
right?
But
what about
I can just see that on the legend I'm not C1 or C2 zoning. So I would, is that was literally my question.
Yeah.
Is that obvious enough?
I think it's just a matter of wording.
Documents, and then if so, then we probably need a bullet that says residential owners need not apply.
What about just must be commercial property owners instead of all? If you change that, in the
applicants must be.
Applicants must be commercial owners. That would seem to solve that.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a question about reimbursement. Nowhere in here, if a business is delinquent in their taxes, any penalties or fines from the village, that these are all taken care of prior to the village reimbursing for this type of improvement on the reimbursement process. There's nothing there about that. It's just other than they submit the paperwork and they would probably have to make a statement that they have paid all of that. Otherwise, you'd have to be looking to see that the real estate taxes have been paid or any village fines or, you know, things. We don't want to be paying someone when they owe the village something.
Yep.
I do have that in. So I actually have a ordinance that will accompany this that I'm drafting, and that goes into it as well, because that's part of the village code. That for like business licenses, in order to be issued a business license, you must have no other outstanding fees to the village on any properties in town.
License, but this is
that's part of the village code. So I did include that in the ordinance that will be the document that the business owner, property owner will have to agree to. That's more of the contract piece. So I can add it in here too. I mean,
as long as it's part of the process, that's all.
For sure.
Good point.
What did we think about program eligibility in Tim's comments? I mean, I looked through them. They seem pretty I think the less is more in some cases.
Mm-hmm. I try to lump some of these, you know, basic facade improvements, things like that.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I tried to shorten these and lump similar things together, and you know, so that, yeah, it's got a little specific. So I was trying to limit that.
Right. I thought the flavor was there. I mean, it made.
I like that. Yes. The flavor.
You like that?
That's the intent.
Any suggestions there, or you guys are all reading it?
Well, I'll say there's a couple of questions in there that Tim left. Most of it looks good. Thank you, Tim. Front and wraparound porches. It has a question mark on it.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's fine to leave in there because I think they all are going to require approval. I'm with you. I don't think it really is going to come up. You're going to see it, but.
I was trying to think of businesses that have wraparound porches that are within a TIF district. But anyway.
They don't like the Lathrop House, right? Did that's not in a TIF district, though.
Right. I mean, they're all sort of urban storefront, right? But anyway, we can leave it.
The other one, the limitations on size.
Parking lot improvements. You could have a tiny little, again, I don't know where we are, but, you know, there's some big lots on Madison. Do you want to, I mean, that can be a big cost.
But yeah, but there's a cap of $5,000. So if somebody said, hey, I want to refinish my parking lot, which we even brought up, mm-hmm. like as an example, right? Mm-hmm. The lot on for the what do we call it now? They call it the lab, the incubator.
Oh, Hub Kitchen.
Yeah, the Hub Kitchen.
You're right. Sorry, I forgot about the cap. We're good. We're covered.
Okay.
Any suggestions? And we can circle back as well.
Yeah, you guys feel free to add it.
And why don't maybe we go through some of the other bullet points and then we could look to see, get an approval on this after people have. You know, if there's any other questions, I could see some people are looking through it. Which makes sense. So I'm going to move on to the bullet point 6. Continued discussion regarding business, community retention, support strategies, and communication. I think this is where we bring in. Well, go ahead. You sound like you're about to say something. It's Marion.
Yes. Darian, you ready?
For sure. So we are moving ahead with the Veterans Day planning. There's a lot of budgeting that goes into an event, so just waiting for my board to sign off on those figures. But other than that, I should be able to bring something more substantive back to this group at the first meeting in July. I will say the Village's free 6-month program is getting a lot of use from the Hub Kitchen folks. We've seen a lot of them at our events. A few of them are going to be at our Frosty Affair, which is happening this weekend. I'm sorry, Thursday, tomorrow, not this weekend. So, you know, overall doing really good there. And yeah, nothing really to report other than those two things.
So while we have you still, because I know you have to leave in a little bit, going back real quick to the facade program, one of the things that Matt and I were kind of noodling was actually inviting some of our businesses to help us discuss this document as a draft. Just to see, find a couple that are in the affected areas and run this past them and see what their thoughts are. Once we had a little bit more of a solid footing on where we were here, or next meeting, whatever you guys want. But I thought we could ask Director Marion Burton to see if he had any suggestions of who might be able to give us some good critical feedback. If you are open to it.
I worry about getting more feedback at this point. to be honest with you. Yeah, I think it's never terribly hurts. But is there someone that you were thinking of, or is that is this the first Arian's hearing of this?
No, I mentioned it once. I don't know if I gave him enough time to think about it.
Yeah. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I mean, what did we learn the last go around? That better, more communication, more feedback is better.
That's a great
thing. I think, the people at the hub, I think that they'd be one of the first ones to reach out to. I mean, I like the fact that they've taken that property on and done some work to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any others that kind of are targeted that you're thinking of?
No, I haven't really. I mean, there's a couple properties, but we'd have to cold call them to see if they would even be interested
in.
You
could use a little bit of a facelift, I think.
Right. Right. That was partially what this exercise was for me, at least, to help get that list started. But we can do it at any time. Mm-hmm. You know, this draft was made public on the Village website. You could tell somebody to go look at the EDC webpage to go find it in the board packet now. So, I mean, they could be looking at it now for all we know.
Well, your point about communications, really, I think you're right. I think the more whatever we can do to push communication is something we should do. And I wasn't thinking about it that way. I was just thinking more chefs in the kitchen sort of situation. And then there's, you know, this and that. And I feel like, you know, that we may have already done that. That to death a bit in terms of the details, but no, it makes sense.
I mean, I think of them as an example, right? I think it's a great little business. I think their storefront signage is tired. And if we went to them and said, hey, here's an improvement program, we'd match, you know, we're going to match up to 50%. Does it excite you? Does it seem to, is the process?
No promises
much?
For approval.
You know, and just but, and try to get some feedback, you know, and because that's the type of thing, right? That if you see other businesses improve their storefronts, it's only going to help the district. Yeah.
Maybe do it within a certain time frame, so it doesn't slow us down necessarily.
Yeah, I guess that's more with my concern.
Mm-hmm.
Things do take some to take off.
they have their amount of time.
Yeah. No, but having them, you know, involved in the process as well, and maybe be an advocate, you know, you're more likely to kind of sponsor things you've been a part of. So
are you thinking I email the document and say, hey, take a run at it, let's talk, or invite them to an EDC meeting and join in this discussion here one evening?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you're talking about. But
can I just suggest something separate? I think that having a separate meeting with them, and I'm more than happy to lead that as the chamber and give you guys a report that condenses all the information, because business owners, I think, sometimes like to drone on, and I feel like inviting them to one of these meetings would like make it extremely long, and I think the chamber is more than willing to put in the groundwork to, you know, get these folks set up with a meeting and bring in the village to hear that feedback and then produce a report before the end of the year.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that works.
I like that.
The more, the better.
Yeah.
And put it out, people that opt in versus electing or limiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and love that you're willing to take that on for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Sounds good.
And just let us know what you need from us in terms of involvement, you know, with the village and the committee, anything.
Yeah, for sure. I'll work with you, Jessica, on the exact list. I did not know it was restricted to certain districts, so the list that I prepared is a little mute, but there are some folks, I think, even outside of those districts that might have some good insight, people who I know who live in rural forests who actually got the CFIP Grand Oak Park, looking at people who also are maybe home-based businesses looking to expand in addition to people who are already operating in those districts. So I'll send a list over to you, Jessica, as I edit it here.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Anything more on six? I think that's great. I'm glad the parade's going well. I think we're doing some good things here. So well, hopefully it helps. Did you guys want to circle back at all to the facade improvement? Do we want to make a motion? I'd like to have this somewhat settled with the committee tonight. So any changes that we'd like to recommend that haven't already been made or you know, to kind of weave it with any small changes that weave within the hands of the village.
It's still draft, right? Because we're going to send this out to the business owners. Mm-hmm. They're going to come back. Maybe we modify.
That's true. That's true.
And then we're going to send it to the board. So I think we stamp it as draft.
Yeah.
And then once we get that feedback, then we kind of finalize. Then I guess the next step, Jessica, would be sending it to the village board.
So once we are ready, once we're done, so after the business conversation, you all would make a recommendation to send this draft to, or this, not draft, this document to the village board for their consideration and approval. And then at that point, I would invite at least two of you, no more than two of you, to the village board meeting to discuss this. Matt and I will be there to present this with you, but I'm sure the board would want to hear how this came about. Why did we settled on this and not that, et cetera. And then, presumably they could approve it that night, like we talked about, or they could kick it back for some reason, or they could say, thanks, we'll hold for some reason. But assuming that they approve it, we'd have to see, what their timeline would want to be, because that $50,000 is not set aside for this program right now because the program doesn't exist, right? So if they are interested in, and this would be in my memo, I want you to approve the grant program. And then I also want you to tell me, do you want me to wait until the beginning of the next fiscal year, which is May 1? Or do you want me to do a budget amendment and say, I want to spend this $50,000 starting right now? So we'll, you know, Matt will give us some guidance on which one seems more realistic. And then we would have the village board give that direction at that time. And then we would know exactly, okay, well, then that means I'm publishing on this website, like I'm publishing this on the website tomorrow. And then we're taking applications right now, or it'll go live May 1 at the beginning of the fiscal year when we have the opportunity to put it into the brand new budget.
So I'd like to make it the goal of this committee then to have something for the trustees to review by February, because it's going to be, you know, it's probably going to be May 1. Like with the way things go, let's be honest, it'll probably be May 1. You know, it'll be right there. You know, we're not going to get this done in a week. So if we gave them, if we had something early February, they would be able to do something. It's a goal. I'd like to have something in their hands by February. I don't know if we're meeting in January either. So hopefully Darian can have those discussions. We can receive the feedback that he has. We can approve something to go to the board. If it ends up,
how far in advance do we need to give it to the village board for it to get on their agenda? So if we want to do the February meeting.
So we typically assemble the board packets. We need everything in hand the Wednesday before the board meeting. So let me look at a calendar. The February board meeting would be February 10th, correct? The first one. So I would have to have this document ready to go to the village board packet on Wednesday, February 5th. So if we had a meeting on February 5th and we said, this is it, no more changes, we're happy. If we had a meeting that night, then I could slide it in on Thursday, because that's the assembler guy. So we could have that turned around that quickly. At this point, we are intending to have a second meeting in February. Again, given the feeling of the board, that is what's scheduled. So the next one would be February 24th. So if we somehow miss the 10th, we could come back for another meeting in February. There are two meetings scheduled for January, February, March, and April. So we should have no problem getting this done quicker than our schedule here in that regard.
Just in case there's some back and forth, mm-hmm. we want to make sure it's in time. The last thing we want to do is have it go past that May 1.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. That's a good point. It's still a draft. You're right. There's nothing to approve at this point. Number 7, general development updates.
So at this point, we don't have a different update for Lake and Lathrop. The update that Matt gave, I think the next date we expect something is after the holidays. So at this point,
what would we expect then?
I'd have to look at the board packet. I can't remember. Sorry, hold on.
It was more curiosity than it was a.
Let me look and see what Matt said.
Just curious how. I know people are on it and just.
Oh, it's the legal process for the Lake and Lathrop applied for a building permit and the village denied it.
Right.
Based on the legal arguments and the, and then so Lake and Lathrop filed suit against the village. And so there's pending court dates for that. Okay. And so that's, and that's going to take us probably into January, I think. I don't believe so.
Hey.
Wind Trust does. Mm-hmm. But Lake Lathrop Properties still has an interest in it because of the outstanding bill.
And it's been a while since I've dealt with a foreclosure at the bank. But it's been good. Not a lot of recessions. That's a bonus. But yeah, no kidding.
Reimbursement,
but
reimbursement.
Yes.
I think they want to figure out a lot of the legal and things like that too, and to kind of know where those costs are going to be in the foreclosure process. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? They have their own timeline, the banks, and what they're looking to do and when they want to write it off. You know what I mean? Like, they probably already wrote it off, actually. Anyways. I think there'd be more urgency on... I mean, there's a stall. Well, whatever. It's not our business at the moment. Anything else?
So I did contact the... We're not naming names here right now, but I did talk to the broker that we preferred the most after our last meeting with him and Matt, and told them of the slight modification to what our original proposal was. As we were going through these discussions, the proposal was as presented to all of the parties who applied. We want someone to market these properties to get them sold and start the development process. As we were going through these interviews, it became obvious that the village would also benefit from someone to give some market expertise and market advice. And to also, the village also wanted to consider how that might, how we might have to pay for it and how that might affect the proposal fees that they had originally quoted us. So I had a discussion with the company that is looking to move forward with the village, and had a very nice conversation, and they said that they would not need to revise their fee proposal. I have asked for a contract draft that I will be sending forward to legal, and we are working with the village board attorney to figure out the next steps. We had the committee to review had discussed having that company come and present to the village to the Economic Development Commission so that you all could be brought into the loop and understand exactly what we were interested in and ask any additional questions you might have. They would give us examples of how they have done this type of marketing and research for us in other properties, similar or not, just how they do it. And then the question becomes, how do we move forward to the village board? This group would presumably make a recommendation after that, presentation, to the village board saying, we want you to move forward with this contract. We recommend that you sign this contract. And then, and just due to the nature of the sensitivity here is the reason for the carefulness of how we're moving this forward with the village board. So we're talking to the attorney about how the best way to bring this to the village board and present it to them about, like, essentially why we think this one company is the best guy for the job. So it's a little bit of time to get all that ironed out. There's one board meeting in December, and it's December 16th, and we are not planning to have this on next week, in 2 weeks, week and a half. So it's definitely something that would happen in January at the earliest. And that brings me to point number 8, which is our schedule of meetings. So depending on when we would meet, if we could have that company make a presentation at the January meeting, or if it's something that's better reserved for the February meeting, that's the point we're waiting for legal to weigh in on.
I think we're going to have to look at that January date, which yes. We have the first.
Mm-hmm. So where's my packet? I closed it. That's why. Hold on. So I don't have much, but we're getting there.
Yep. That's good. Did you communicate with the other brokers that we are not going to be working with them?
We wanted to make sure that we had all the interested parties, Kathy, on board first with our idea before we cut everybody loose.
I just want to make sure that'll be part of the process, just as a general courtesy. You never know.
Of course.
That all sounds good.
Services process. Okay. So the schedule of meetings on the memo that I presented to you, this is the actual scheduled dates of meetings. Last year when I presented this to you, we changed a couple meetings because of obvious conflicts like the 4th of July and specifically, I think even Labor Day we moved around to. In here, the village official schedule of meetings would have this meeting being January 1st. January 1st is a day that the village is not open. So I wanted to draw that to your attention.
I would be here. I'd be willing to come. Just don't want that on
record. So we do have an opening to have the meeting on January 8th, which is the following Wednesday, if you all are interested.
I think we'd schedule it.
Absolutely. Schedule that.
Yeah.
Okay. In my book.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. People, it might be one that we don't get a quorum. People do travel, but.
Okay. The other one is July 2nd that I was interested in. I mean, you guys can say whichever ones you find conflicts with, but July 2nd was another one that could be an issue being a holiday week.
I know I'm out of town.
We should move it. Okay. Do you want to look at the following Wednesday? Hold on. That is, thank you, July 9th.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, July 9th. Any other dates that you would like to have move?
September 3rd, it would be a Wednesday.
After Labor Day.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Can we handle it?
Probably I think doable. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
I was thinking that same thing, but.
Yeah.
That all sounds good. Also, speaking of which, I just want to thank the committee. I think we talked about it earlier this year when we were putting together the schedule. Everyone's done a really good job. We've made most of these meetings. We've had a quorum, I think. I don't think we've had to miss for a quorum, except maybe once.
I think once.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably the best committee. You'd say it. It's probably the best.
The best one that I oversee.
Yeah, there you go. There you
How
go.
About that?
So, just thank you. It's hard to get here. I think it's important. So I appreciate it.
I will send out the calendar invitations similar to this year. With these dates, and then I'll make sure the village board is aware that we're changing those two dates. Do you want a motion in a second to approve the schedule?
Yeah, so moved as presented with the changes made from July 4th to the 11th and from January 1st to the 8th.
Second.
Do you get extra points? Did I miss
yeah,
that?
She's
all over the minutes.
Okay. I have no other business. Did you have?
No, I think the only other thing I wanted to talk about seems like it's being, working towards it or not working towards it, but it's not on the village. So, that's great. Anyone else, Evan? Nope. Awesome. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Ooh. Second.
Yeah, there it is. All in favor.